Lawmakers and an advocacy group representing Fort Drum are warning about several proposed wind farm projects that are under development in the North Country. They say wind turbines could threaten some operations at the military base. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, that's welcome news to some residents in Jefferson County who have been fighting one of the developments since it was proposed a decade ago.
When you enter the Coffee Cove in Clayton, one of the first things you notice is the menu. The cover does not even list the name of the restaurant. Instead, it's a full-page spread warning from River Rats, or Residents Against Turbines, highlighting the potential consequences of the proposed Horse Creek Wind Farm. Ross Holbrook is one of the grassroots organization's founding members.
River Rats is really a community effort and a legacy of more than 10 years of unified and diverse opposition to inappropriate wind development in the Thousand Islands.
Their goal is to stop the construction of 45 wind turbines that Holbrook says would forever change the future of this quaint town along the St. Lawrence River. He says it could kill the tourism industry that is key to the local economy, endanger environmental and cultural resources, and disrupt operations at the nearby Fort Drum. And now they have several key allies on that front. North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik recently sent a letter to the Army Chief of Staff expressing concern about how Horse Creek and seven other proposed wind farms could create a blind spot on Fort Drum's radar system.
I was able to see the impact on the radar in terms of how it basically doesn't allow the individual who is tracking what's happening in the airspace to see accurate information of the air traffic. That's important when we think of our training capabilities and when we think of future training needs to meet adversaries of the future.
Paul Kopelman is a spokesperson for Avangrid, the company behind Horse Creek. He says their project's effects on Fort Drum are already being considered by the Defense Department, a standard, detailed review process it conducts of any wind farm project near one of their bases.
What we have seen is that there's a long track record of wind farms coexisting with military facilities, with airstrips, with radar stations. But it takes close coordination, and that's what we're engaged in. That's required of us, and we can't build without it.
But some lawmakers are not willing to take that chance. North Country Assemblywoman Addie Jenny is proposing a bill for next year's legislative session that would prohibit state tax credits for any of the wind farms that are in development near Fort Drum.
I really don't think it's wise to have the premier training installation in the entire northeast of the United States have to shut its radar down when they're actually doing maneuvers with aircraft.
Jenny says if the wind farm projects are dropped, the state could compensate landowners who have already entered into lease agreements with the companies building the turbines. Similar arrangements exist with property owners around Fort Drum who agree to not develop their land. But for Phil Scott, a property owner who entered into an agreement with Avangrid, this is more than just about money.
What good is that going to do our grandsons? They're not going to have renewable energy when the population increases and the draw for more electricity is needed. Where is it coming from? I mean, everybody is talking about this, but if there are no places that it's welcome, what good does it do?
Fort Drum spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Todd Polk says the base is in favor of sensible energy development as long as it does not preclude them from being ready today and relevant tomorrow. And even if that were the case, Polk says Fort Drum will not come out against any project. Their role is to advise the Defense Department, which they are doing now. Avangrid spokesperson Paul Kopelman says that decision process is still in the early stages. In Clayton, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.